Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Kolash is complicated.
You know, big ledger charts with data and stats and stuff to show how...
Senator Scott Surival lugs out an 800-page binder, which, he says, isn't enough information to fully understand the problem.
You know, trying to get 140 legislators to look at this stuff in a 60-day session with all these bills flying around, especially with the other big Dominion bill we had to deal with, is just not, wasn't realistic.
Lawmakers have pushed back, dealing with several bills until next year, all of them possible permanent solutions. A single measure, sponsored by Surival, has passed. It requires Dominion Energy get estimates on the cost of recycling coal ash. Surival sees that as a victory. Pat Calvert of the Virginia Conservation Network agrees.
Permit fixes is still to come, so we'd like to see them cleaned up sooner than later, of course, but it needs to be done right.
In the meantime, lawmakers aren't allowing Dominion to wrap up with its preferred cleanup method. That's leaving the ash where it is, draining the water, then putting a cap on top. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.